This is a Phase 1 commutation hearing for Dina Salas, that's S-A-L-A-S, ADC number 64873. Ms. Salas is 62 years old. She is serving 4.5 years for fraudulent schemes and artifices. She was convicted by plea agreement. The crime occurred between January 5th, 2009 to June 13th of  2013. During that time, she collected benefits, widow's benefits, without disclosing that she had remarried, and the money was obtained fraudulently then. She does owe restitution in this matter of $43,442.30. Her current unreleased credit date is October 15th, 2019. She's got a community supervision begin date of July 30th of 18, so she could have potentially gone on community supervision yesterday. Community supervision end date of May 28th, 2020. She's asking for a reduction of her sentence of 10 months, which would give her a revised sentence ending date of November 11th of this year, 2018. Her reasons for requesting a commutation is that she is herself not in good health, and as well, her husband is ill. She also makes a note that she has been drug-free for 10 years. Ms. Salas has an extensive criminal history, for 26 pages, in fact, that include all her arrests and convictions. Her criminal history begins in 1978 in New York and includes convictions for DUI, stolen credit card fraud, drug paraphernalia, prostitution, probation revocation, dangerous drugs, and shoplifting. She did receive a discipline when she was incarcerated. It was a long time ago, though. It was in 1988, and that was for forgery, which to me reflects that she had a mindset, has a mindset about fraudulent activities. She has completed programming while incarcerated. She's completed the SAGE program, some construction technology classes, cultural diversity, domestic violence, functional literacy, and GED. As to whether her sentence was excessive, I believe this is the first one I've seen. Ms. Salas received the mitigated minimum sentence, which was 4.5 years. The presumptive for this crime was 9.25 years, minimum 6, maximum 18 and a half, and aggravated maximum 23. And she received the mitigated minimum and is requesting 10 months reduction off of that sentence. So based on her criminal history and that fact, I do not see her sentence as excessive, but I would listen to any input from fellow board members.
I agree.
Okay. Based on this information that I've presented them, I'm going to make a motion not to pass the application of Ms. Dina Salas, ADC number 64873, to not pass her application to Phase 2.
Agreed.
Seconded by, motion by myself, seconded Mr. Neal, agreed Mr. Johnson, Mr. Quinones, and this concludes the hearing.